Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Financial news now. Decision day at J.P. Morgan Chase. Shareholders decided apparently to keep the boss, bank chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon. He will hold on to both of those titles. Shareholders voted against a proposal to split the two top jobs. Something of a theme today in the financial world. Can a management team's cleverness get them in trouble? Billions of dollars of troubled, clever trades last year over at J.P. Morgan is why shareholders were up in arms there. And at Apple, cleverness about avoiding taxes may be giving the company more unwanted publicity at a time when shareholders are already angry at Apple CEO Tim Cook over his unwillingness to hand over company cash in stock dividends. A congressional investigation into Apple's finances reveals that the tech company has avoided billions of dollars in taxes in the U.S. by setting up some of the company's top employees abroad, effectively making them exempt from U.S. taxes. With us now is Charles Herman, economics editor for WNYC Radio. They're so clever over there at Apple.
They're very clever. But it's not just Apple, you know. I think Apple, in a way, is a larger indication of problems in corporate America, the internationally global companies that are able to shift profits overseas and really take advantage of the corporate tax laws that exist in this company. And your accounting department basically becomes a cost center, a profit center, that if you know how to manipulate the laws and figure out how things work, you can make money.
And it's not just overseas. I mean, it's literally companies that existed only in the virtual world.
In the case of Apple, yeah. I mean, what this investigation is looking at is whether or not Apple created these subsidiaries, in particular Ireland, that in a way the committee, these permanent subcommittee in the Senate, said was in a way a stateless entity, that in on the one hand, it wasn't really claiming to be in Ireland. You know, it wasn't based there, so it didn't really have to pay taxes there. But then at the same time, it wasn't really a U.S. company because the sales were happening in Ireland and was this sort of floating around. And again, the thing is that it doesn't appear that they have broken any particular law. What they have done is exploit the nature of not a U.S. law, but international law. And what Apple's CEO, who's going to testify today, is what he's really arguing is, let's have a bigger conversation about reforming corporate tax laws. The problem is, you know, it's like a balloon. You squeeze it one place, it's going to pop up somewhere else. The accountants are really clever, and they'll find ways to make money for the companies in ways that they can.
Well, he may want a bigger conversation, but when Tim Cook goes before the Senate, he's here before the Congress, I mean, he's going to get a lot of very nasty questions creating this corporate hologram over in Ireland.
And let's keep in mind, this is the same committee that, you know, hauled Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs in front of them. It's had J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon in front of them to talk about the trade that cost billions of dollars. I mean, this is a committee that
he took a hit. I mean, Dimon really suffered from public disparaging, and Cook's going to have some problems here.
Yeah, I mean, so this is – there's a lot of theatrics that are going on here. This is going to be a big sort of explosive day, but whether or not – you know, 6 months down the road, a year down the road, we see substantial changes, I'm not sure. It's a much more complicated issue than just one hearing can resolve.
Cook did not show himself to be terribly sympathetic to shareholder concerns when he was confronted on the dividend question. How do you think he's going to just tonally respond to the U.S. Congress here? It's not his normal venue.
You know, it's a pretty – if you read the testimony, it is very sort of straightforward, like, no, we disagree. We didn't use tax gimmicks. We are perhaps the largest payer of taxes in the corporate company paying taxes in this company – in this country. We create jobs. You know, we've managed our money efficiently. We haven't done anything wrong. And again, the strongest line, I think, is like, we don't use gimmicks. So I don't think there's going to be in a tone of apology.
Will the share price take a hit?
But, you know, Apple's share has been a little bit wonky in general recently. It was going down somewhat of late, but it's still, you know, the most profitable tech company or most valued tech company that's out there. I don't think one hearing is going to have that effect.
Charles Herman, economics editor for WNYC Radio. Thanks, Charles.
Thank you.